T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Stephanie is from Windham, New Hampshire. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Carson.
Hey, girl.
So, Stephanie is an oncology nurse, Kennedy.
Wow, amazing.
And she's a big fan of Radiothon, which is actually happening on Friday. So yes. maybe you'll be calling in to make a donation or something.
Absolutely, and I will donate my $100 if I win today.
Nice.
Yes.
What?
I'm a dream maker.
What?
Dream maker!
Stephanie.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Stephanie?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Kennedy has now left the studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Remember, you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,606 wins, 221 losses. Salt, do we just like... we flub the whole thing right now so that she wins $100 and we can get the money?
No, because we had somebody telling us last night. When we cheat, somebody tells on us. Our
what?
Listeners do that.
Snitches get stitches.
Someone tattletales?
Her name was Nikki. Yep.
Nikki. Yeah. I just want to talk, girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Call me.
Come on.
All right. Question number one. The first full-length trailer for the live-action Aladdin movie was released. Who was playing the genie in the new film Aladdin?
Will Smith.
Question number two. The Jonas Brothers officially have their first ever number one song.
Good job. What
is the name of the song that they released to mark their comeback?
Good question. I don't know.
Question number three. Joey Fatone recently got a tattoo of his rabbit costume from The Masked Singer on the back of his right calf. Who won The Masked Singer?
I was just listening about this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned who the winner was. We were talking about him. Question number four. Actor William H. Macy turning 69 years old today. He currently plays Frank Gallagher on which show?
I know his wife, Felicity Huffman.
She's been in the news lately.
Really? Fraud, but
oh, she has?
Whoopsies.
Didn't hear anything about that.
It's funny because his character probably would have done that fraud.
Absolutely.
On the show.
Okay. But for him.
Yeah.
So you don't know his show? No.
I don't.
Okay. Question number five. There's a yearly festival in California. It's dedicated to the Mad Max universe. Name the actor who originally played Mad Max and the actor who currently plays Mad Max.
Man,
we're just going to go with no.
But I'm sorry, I don't know.
That's okay.
Okay.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I'm gone one day. I come back and look at that.
It's grand jury suit.
Stephanie Kennedy got 1 out of 3.
Suits.
Or 1 out of 5, excuse me.
Like, did we change the game?
We changed. We got rid of 2 questions.
It's juris suits.
Yes, grand jury searches.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. The first full-length trailer for the live-action Aladdin movie dropped. Who is playing the genie in the film?
Will Smith.
Title one. Question number two. Jonas Brothers officially have their first number one song, Kennedy. What is the name of the song they just
Sucker.
Released?
Sucker.
Thank you.
Obviously, it sucked, just like you said.
Jonas Brothers, not a big deal.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
It's not like they're reuniting.
It's no, it's fine.
Big deal at all.
I did say I did say it was growing on.
No,
you said that off the air.
And it still doesn't count.
You never said that to the people.
Could just say I was right. That's all you
It doesn't
say,
count anyway.
Okay.
You didn't like it. It's all right.
2-1. Question number three. Joey Fatone recently got a tattoo of his rabbit costume from The Masked Singer on the back of his right calf. I don't know if you've heard this or not, Kennedy.
No, I haven't.
Who won The Masked Singer?
Joey Fatone.
T-Pain.
Oh, that's right.
You said the story.
I didn't, but I did read the story that T-Pain won.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we
last
did.
Week.
Oh, no, I know that. No. I couldn't do it today. Why did I think he won?
I don't know.
Because I was so bummed out about him being a liar.
You were thinking about hot dogs, though. You're thinking
2-1. Probably. Question number 4. Okay. Actor William H. Macy turning 69 years old today is a heck of a way to spend his birthday.
Well, not indicted.
What are you going to do? Bail my wife out?
I'm putting a file in my cake and delivering it to her. He currently plays Frank Gallagher on which show?
Shameless.
He's going to channel Frank Gallagher today and try and spring her.
3-1. Question number 5. There's a yearly festival in California dedicated to the Mad Max universe. Name the actor who originally played Mad Max.
Mel Gibson.
And the actor who plays him now. Let me finish.
Tom Hardy.
That is correct. Nice job, Kelly.
Joey Fatone. He's going to be the bane of my existence.
He really is.
I just am so angry with him. I can't get him out of my head. And I also thought it was a trick question. Because you do that sometimes.
I'm in your head. Is that what you're saying?
Always.
Yes. 4-1's final score. Stephanie Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of movie passes to see How to Train Your Dragon 3, The Hidden World, so you enjoy that movie, okay?
Very cool. Thank you. On behalf of my son, I want to say thanks for all you guys do for Boston Children's, and I will still donate on Friday. And thanks again. I'm Stephanie from Wyndham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
What is your son's name, by the way, Stephanie?
Benjamin.
Give him a big hug for us.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kempy Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Kylie is from Abington. Good morning, Kylie.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Okay, good. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Kylie is back because she won. She defeated Kennedy once before.
Yeah.
This is Redemption Week. Each day this week, we're bringing back the 5 most recent competitors to have defeated Kennedy. What was the score before, Kylie?
I think 5-4.
Ooh, wow. Somebody also asked, how many times has somebody come back and beat Kennedy for the second time? It doesn't happen very often.
It's very we don't have numbers on that.
Yeah, it's a very short list.
Because it makes
that
Kennedy
done.
Sad.
That's true, too. All right, so you know the routine. Kennedy's out of the studio. Get more right, and you win. Question number 1. The baseball team, the Texas Rangers, are selling a 2-pound chicken tender at their stadium called the Foul Pole. F-O-W-L.
That does not seem like a little tender.
It comes with its own carrying case on a bed of fries. It costs $27.50.
Out in the real world, that would be like a $8 meal.
Yeah. Right? In a completely unrelated question, who starred as Walker, Texas Ranger, for 9 seasons?
Chuck Norris.
Question number 2. Kevin Hart's new stand-up comedy special will premiere April 2nd on Netflix. It's called Kevin Hart Irresponsible. Kevin Hart starred in Ride Along and Ride Along 2 with which rapper?
Ice Cube.
Question number 3. 27 years ago today, the cinematic classic My Cousin Vinny was released.
Yes.
Who starred in the movie as Cousin Vinny?
Pesci. Joe Pesci?
Question number 4. Consummate family man Tristan Thompson turns 28 today.
Garbage.
What is the name of his daughter that he has with Khloe Kardashian? Who are you asking?
Myself.
Oh.
She's like Kennedy. She talks out loud.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking out loud.
That's okay.
I don't know. Sorry.
Question number 5. Judge Judy is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Daytime Emmys. We're going to name 3 judge-based TV shows. 2 are real and 1 is made up. Okay?
Okay.
The Gavel, Hot Bench, or Texas Justice. Which of those is fake?
The Gavel.
Okay. All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Aiden.
Wow.
Aiden's in college now, I think. Yeah?
Close to him and Barrett both.
Yeah.
They're 18.
Both are 18, though. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Kylie got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
When she defeated you the first time around, she won 5-4.
You can turn the tables.
All right, let's get her done.
Question number 1, Kennedy. These are tough. The baseball team from Texas, the Rangers, are selling a 2-pound chicken tender called the Foul Pole. F-O-W-L. It comes with its own carrying case on a bed of fries for $27.50. In a completely unrelated question, who starred as Walker, Texas Ranger, for 9 seasons?
Chuck Norris.
Tied at 1. Kevin Hart's new stand-up comedy special will premiere April 2nd on Netflix. Of course, Kevin Hart starred in Ride Along and Ride Along 2. With which rapper?
Ice Cube.
Tied at 2.
Oh, boy.
27 years ago today, the cinematic classic My Cousin Vinny was released. Who stars as Cousin Vinny?
Joe Pesci.
Tied at 3.
What's a Ute?
Question number 4. Consummate family man Tristan Thompson, turning 28 today, Kennedy.
Yes.
Name his daughter that he shares with Chloe.
True.
Huh?
True.
Correct. 4-3. Question number 5. Judge Judy is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Daytime Emmys. I'm going to give you 3 judge-based TV shows. 2 of them are real. 1 of them is made up from the brain of producer Dan. Mm. The Gavel, Hot Bench, or Texas Justice?
The Gavel.
That is correct.
Hot Bench.
You flippity flop the scores.
What a do.
Texas Justice.
I'm sorry, Kylie. It was a nice job. You came in, you got 4 right. You didn't get the win, though. But I do have 4 tickets to see Paw Patrol live. Race to the Rescue, coming to the Box Center Wang Theater, March 29th through the 31st. Visit boxcenter.org for tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kylie from Abington, and I can't beat Kennedy. Mm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Beth is from Needham. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Beth is an engineer, Kennedy.
Wow.
What type?
I work in medical device product development. I'm a biomedical engineer.
Wow, that's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Super smart.
Down goes Kennedy.
Skynet. That's what's going to happen.
Beth, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Beth. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy is now headed to that soundproof studio where she will not be able to hear anything that is happening on the air. Kennedy with 2,607 wins, only 221 losses. Question number 1, another Stephen King novel is getting made into a movie. This one is called The Talisman. Which New England state is he from?
Maine.
Question number 2, Sony is planning more than 7 years worth of Spider-Man sequels and TV shows.
Yeah, boy.
One of Spider-Man's biggest enemies is the Green Blank.
Green Lantern.
Lobster.
Green Lantern.
I know that's wrong.
Question.
My fiance is going to kill me.
That's okay. Question number 3. Jay Leno says he doesn't like all the politics in late night TV these days. Who was Jay Leno's main competitor when he hosted The Tonight Show?
Letterman.
Question number 4. The Catholic Church has demanded an apology from Pete Davidson over his SNL joke comparing the church's sexual misconduct scandal to R. Kelly's. Name the 2015 movie about the Boston Globe's uncovering of the Catholic Church sex scandal.
Spotlight.
Question number 5. Halsey says her beauty mantra is to love and accept her face for what it is. Yeah, I did that years ago, too.
It's not going to get much better than that.
Can't change it.
Name Halsey's new boyfriend.
Ooh.
Would you like a clue? Would you like
I don't think that's right.
Do you want you want a clue? His name is also the name of a 5 Seconds of Summer song.
And a great movie with Rob Lowe about hockey.
I don't know. Cutthroat. I have no idea.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We tried.
Trying.
Yep.
Trying to help.
All right. Beth got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Okie doke.
You need to get more.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
Yes. We're the same.
I might sneeze at some point. I want to apologize. I can feel it coming on.
Okay. Don't look at a light.
Here we go.
The sneeze coming.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh.
Except you didn't go on the elbow.
Sorry. Yeah, hey, disgusting. Mitt Romney. That's gross.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number 1. Another Stephen King novel is getting made into a movie. This one is called The Talisman. Which New England state is he from?
Maine.
Tied 1.
That was
Sony is planning more than 7 years worth of Spider-Man sequels and TV shows. One of Spider-Man's biggest enemies is the green blank.
Goblin.
Hornet.
2-1. Question number 3. Jay Leno says he doesn't like all the politics in late night TV these days.
That's because he's vanilla.
I want to ask
like
you, Jay.
Just yeah. like it in his day.
Yeah. He was boring.
Who was Jay's main ratings competitor when he hosted The Tonight Show?
David Letterman.
Mm-hmm. 3-2. Question number 4. The Catholic Church has demanded an apology from Pete Davidson over his SNL joke comparing the church's sexual misconduct to R. Kelly's. Named a 2015 movie about the Globe's uncovering of the Catholic Church sex scandal.
Spotlight.
Mm-hmm. 4-3. Question number 5. Yes, sorry. Halsey says her beauty mantra is to love and accept her face for what it is instead
gorgeous.
Of wishing
right?
she could change it. Kennedy, Halsey has a new boyfriend. What is his name?
Youngblood.
Wow.
That is correct.
Oh, nice wow.
Good girl.
Woo!
Great movie.
5-3 is
yes,
the final score, Beth. Kennedy gets the win, but I do have some tickets, some lift tickets to watch Houston Mountain, big mountain skiing minutes away, so you enjoy those, okay?
Great, thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
This has been a dream come true, and my name is Beth, and I'm from Needham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Well, that was nice.
That was
a
awesome.
Dream come true, that was delightful.
Bigger
dreams. Bucket list checked it off.
She literally makes things that save people's lives. Right.
right?
This was the dream.
She dream. Living the dream, baby.
On a trivia show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.